The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
What's poppin', people? On today's episode of Say Less, we're talking about Super Bowl party etiquette, what we can expect from the halftime show, Joe Rogan's N-word controversy, New South Park, and so much more. The new episode of Say Less with Caslo, Key, and Rosie starts now. What's poppin', people? Welcome back to Say Less with Caslo, Key, and Rosie. My name is Kaz.
Yo, what's poppin'? Super Bowl this weekend. Am I watching into that?
The Super Bowl is this weekend.
Yeah.
It is.
Let's just lean into it. I'm low-key. That's Rosie. Let's get to this
show. Rosie, what up?
You upset
Rosie,
about?
What's up, Rosie?
What's up? Where you watching the Super Bowl at?
Jake, what's poppin', bro?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Good?
What you upset about?
No, go ahead.
Am I upset?
What you upset about?
Where are you watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah, where you watching the Super Bowl?
All right, so guys, folks. Folks, right, listen.
Get it out.
Here we
listen. We will all agree it's been a long couple of years, right? Long couple months, right? You know, lots of not a whole lot of extended time around loved ones, friends, family, people that you care about. All right. So before we started today's episode, I asked the question that I'm assuming most people listening to this podcast asked a lot of close friends, family, confidants, people that they spend a lot of time with. Hey, where are you watching the game at? Where are you watching the Super Bowl at?
That's not what you did.
That's
though.
Nice. Ramsey. That's not what you did.
That's
not
you didn't what he ask. Did. All you said was, thank y'all want to watch it at my house?
He
didn't even ask us for plans.
Over here.
He didn't even know.
He didn't ask. He didn't say, do y'all have plans on Sunday?
Nothing. He didn't give a fuck.
What's y'all vibe house. On Sunday? You going to be at the crib? You going somewhere?
He just literally went straight to it.
I asked very kindly, and I said, hey, yo, are you guys busy?
No, you didn't ask that.
That's not what you did.
You didn't ask that.
I said, hey, guys.
You didn't ask that.
In your head, you asked that.
It wasn't, hey, guys, nothing.
I said, "Lo, Rosie, we spent a lot of time together."
That's not what you said. You literally said none of that.
I said, "Lo, Rosie, I feel like we're very close friends, almost family,
bro."
And usually the Super Bowl,
let him get the bullshit off.
Usually the Super Bowl is a time.
Let him get the bullshit off.
Well, I can count on Jake. Jake always pulls up. But I was like, "Oh, hey, Lo, Rosie, what you guys doing for Super Bowl weekend?"
Yo, this is bullshit.
You're a Kardashian.
Why are you lying?
And I'm so glad we're starting the episode like
this. You're a Kardashian right
now. Yeah, who's your PR?
You're stretching the narrative. You're stretching the truth. Kris Jenner wrote this script before you
walk
in.
Don't make this about the Kardashians, okay? The Kardashians.
We got to make it about something because you're lying.
All I'm saying is the Super Bowl is this weekend. And before, you know, the big game, obviously, it's a whole lot of things. It's the commercials. There's the game, there's the halftime show. Especially this year, there's a whole lot of betting going on. But the one very important thing, important thing about the Super Bowl is who you watch the game with, the entire experience.
Is that the most important thing? It's a very important thing. I could watch this shit by myself, get the same results.
You watch the Super Bowl by yourself?
I said I could.
But would you? Would it be your first choice?
I would.
Would it be your first choice in these times
that we're in right now?
Because then if I have too many people, I won't listen to the commercials and I want to see them.
You be Mixy and you be Mixy.
Which is why I don't want to watch it at your house. Which is why I want to be Mixy.
So I offer, like usually I do, I open my doors up to my friends and the lovely folks that I care
sound
about.
Like a fucking superhero. Like,
let's watch the Super Bowl together at my home.
That's not what he said.
With the family. Said, it'd be great. You know what these two people said?
I said, don't even
you
put
know
on
what
Rosie.
They said?
I haven't said no yet.
Explain what you said, sir.
So Kaz comes in here and says, yo,
you think you know what
you want to watch the game at my house on Sunday?
I instantly
said no.
No hesitation.
No hesitation.
You should have said no. What's so bad about watching the game at my house?
Because
He just has plans, and you didn't ask him. I already have plans.
No.
Which you didn't ask me.
No.
Yes.
You said, do you want to come watch the game in my house? You didn't say, what are you doing? You didn't say, who you going to be with? You didn't even say, do you have plans? All you said was, do you want to watch the game in my house? And I said, no. Here's the reason. Niles is cooking. One of my best friends, Niles is cooking.
Shout out to Lena Bones. Good Lena Bones.
Sahara East. Mm. He's cooking a brunch menu and a dinner menu for Sahara East. Shout out to Late Night Buns. Mm. That's why if Niles wasn't there and Niles wasn't doing that,
you would still say
nine times out of ten, I would have still said no.
I was under the impression brunch was an afternoon meal.
It goes until five.
I was under the impression brunch was an afternoon meal.
It goes until five.
I'm sure kickoff is around like seven.
Well, that's six, why right? dinner menu
six,
as well.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. All I know is Lo and Rosie don't fuck with me no more.
Cash, when you have a baby.
So what?
Like, your house is not the same. Your house is not the same.
There's a baby there.
You have an establishment. You have a... You know, a
can't
village.
Even smoke hookah there.
We can't even smoke hookah there.
Sure you can.
You have to do it in a room upstairs by myself.
I got a basement. I got an outdoor
away
spa,
from
I
the
got
fun.
Porch,
away from the fun.
I got a big TV.
Nigga, in your old house, in your old house, it was right there in the center.
Either well, there was
upstairs,
no baby there. So there was
that's
no
what we're
point.
Saying.
That's our point. That's our point, bro. We love you. We love
Jazz. Life? Is this going to be life for me, though?
Yes.
Yes,
until,
nigga.
At least until she starts walking around and shit.
Yeah. Well, until she can go other places. And let us have the house?
The Super Bowl is a very important day for me. It's very important.
For you, you're not even an athlete.
It doesn't matter. Who got to be an athlete?
Why is it important for you?
Because the Super Bowl is an American holiday. It's tradition.
Kaz is
you
an athlete,
eat
guys.
Food, you drink. Thank you. Thank you,
well,
Jay.
Like every day we eat food and drink and yeah.
So what's more important to you?
Yes.
Thanksgiving football or Super Bowl?
Super Bowl by far.
Really?
Wow. Super Bowl by far. Because Thanksgiving, I want to see a lot of y'all. I want to see my family. That's it. I'll see y'all Wednesday night.
What makes you think we want to see you on a Super Bowl?
I see y'all in the awkward return back home, like my friends that you'd ever see, like from college and high school.
Bro, I'm trying to be
I see
outside.
On Wednesday. Thursday is why you want to be outside on Thanksgiving?
No, I'm talking about Super Bowl.
Oh, for Super Bowl?
Oh, Thanksgiving, no, I'm in the crib. I'm tucked in.
I don't know. Thanksgiving. I mean, the Super Bowl, an American football weekend.
Yes,
holiday.
I want to be around Nick. I want to be screaming. I want to be punching people.
Punching people?
I mean, just. You know, if it gets there. I can't punch Ruben.
Could you imagine Lil White Girl Wasted?
White girl wasted.
Like, fuck it.
I've seen little white girl wasted.
We've seen
what
you white girl wasted too.
Really? Where?
Yeah, I didn't see you.
I've never seen you.
Nah,
really
I've seen.
White girl wasted?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I've seen it. Not bad, but like, oh, I know she's drunk.
I've seen Rosie smack, but not like,
No, Rosie.
I don't think that's her style.
Let's go streaking.
No, Rosie's very, you know, loud and active.
Normally, naturally.
Nah, nigga.
All right, so I got a question for you guys.
When you drunk, it's a different type of party.
I feel like you're talking about something specific.
A lot of limes.
That didn't seem very specific. A lot of limes. Ooh.
Limes, asshole. Limes. What the fuck?
I'm like, ain't that type of party. Right. So I got a question, right? So you've done Super Bowl parties before.
Yeah.
There's so many things that go into a good
You never
Super
watched
Bowl
the commercial.
Vibe. You never watch a commercial?
When you're at a party, people are talking and shit. Nobody's paying attention. You miss everything.
But there's moments where, like, the Super Bowl commercial is so fire, like, it stops the room. Like, there's moments where it's like, oh,
I honestly think Super Bowl commercials have been on a decline.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, you kind of.
Not like how they used. Not how they were when we were growing up.
Really?
I agree.
Really? Super Bowl commercials have been on a decline.
Like 2005 to 2010.
Yeah.
That was like the golden era.
Well, you know what? There was a lot of beer.
Yo, the last 8-9 years.
It's like Doritos. Those old like Doritos commercials. Those are like big players every year.
I think the Super Bowl just as a whole has been on a decline.
Really?
It's just not fun no more. It's not like, it's not what it used to be when we were kids, when we were teenagers.
Well, nothing's like it used to be when you were
kids. Nah, there's still
like
some
everything,
things. There's still
everything's
some things.
Better when you're a kid.
No, but there's still some things that are still, you know, they hold up to it. But I think the Super Bowl is just, it's lost its flair.
Nah, I don't think it's lost its flair. I do agree with you guys with the commercials, though. What was that?
Oh. Ric Flair?
Ric Flair. wrestling. I do think you guys have a point when it comes to the commercials, right?
Yeah. But I want
to
watch the commercials.
I feel like we can get like a nice like Super Bowl commercial renaissance, right? We got legal weed, we got legal gambling.
Okay,
how can you not come up with
gambling. That's entertaining.
Yes,
factual shit.
Like, I already saw like a really dope weed maps commercial.
Oh, you're right. He's a dad. My fault.
The shit he likes is a little
the shit
different
that you
now.
Like is different. Yeah, you're a dad.
What does me being a dad?
We can smoke.
What does me being a dad have to do with
you're like
legalized weed commercials?
Like you said
that you're anticipating that for the Super Bowl commercial?
Not just the Super Bowl, but you guys mentioned commercials. So I'm like, all right, let's talk about commercials. Let's talk about how, you know, some commercials that I only look forward to for the Super Bowl for big games is probably like if there's like a new Marvel movie coming out and it's like, oh, big trailer release or some shit like that. But like, you know, there's like a moment.
They just dropped the Jurassic Park trailer.
We still doing Jurassic Park?
I'm not doing Fast and Furious? I'm not doing either.
Fast and Furious is different. Don't do that.
I'm not doing either.
Cars are real. Dinosaurs aren't.
Okay.
First of all, dinosaurs are worse.
You saw the bullshit they do in that
Cars
movie?
Cars are real. Dinosaurs aren't.
You saw the bullshit they do in that movie? You're going to. In Fast and Furious?
There's dinosaurs.
They were real.
When? You tell me when.
BC.
You tell me when.
BC.
You name one. You find one guy that was like, yeah, I remember seeing that dinosaur.
Have you been to a museum?
It don't exist.
Have you been to a museum?
It don't exist.
All right, so you can say that a lot about things in history.
Hey, man, there's a lot of people that don't believe in science lately. All I'm saying is,
listen,
I don't know one person that says, I've seen a dinosaur. What I have
seen. They're dead.
Seen somebody, hold on. What I have seen is somebody drift a car off a truck.
No, you've seen you've seen someone jump over a bridge, catch their girlfriend, and not get injured?
I believe in Dom Toretto more than I believe in Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, I believe there's an actual Dom Toretto out there.
The fact that we're talking about this is asinine.
What's more unrealistic?
Fast and the Furious.
Nah, bro.
He caught a car with his hands.
Okay.
Who does that?
I mean, you know, things happen.
Clearly Fast and the Furious.
Right, clearly Fast. They jump out of windows like 10 stories
when
up.
When have you seen a dinosaur, low?
In Jurassic Park.
When have you seen a dinosaur, low?
In six of the movies.
Listen, when have you seen a dinosaur, Rosie?
Have you been to a museum? I saw
when
fossils.
When have you seen a dinosaur, Rosie?
You don't believe in history.
I've seen fossils.
Museums
you don't
lie.
You don't believe in history.
Listen, it's 2022.
You sound like Kyrie Irving right now.
We can question everything.
Is the Earth flat, too?
I sound like Kyrie Irving.
Is the Earth flat?
All I'm saying is y'all never seen no dinosaurs.
Is the Earth flat?
Have you seen
have
a dinosaur?
Have you seen someone catch a car?
Yes.
Where?
I'm Fast and Furious.
Which is a movie. Have not seen
in that
a
case
real
we
dinosaur.
Have.
In that case,
in the
we
movie.
Have.
Oh my god!
You just canceled out your own point.
Nah, dinosaurs ain't real.
That's all right.
All right, man.
Family
and
is
neither
real.
Is your Super Bowl party. And neither is your Super Bowl party. That ain't real either.
It wasn't a party. I just wanted to hang with you guys, my friends. It wasn't a party. Just wanted to see y'all. But you know what?
We're chilling right now.
Yo, he's so emotional. I guess they have better things to do.
Bro, you have a baby. You have a crib. You have,
and
you
I'm
have a village.
Inviting you. My baby sleep good.
Bro.
You see my girl's sleep pattern? Shit's a fire. 14 hours a day. Killing it.
You just
we
said you couldn't
care.
Sleep last night.
I couldn't sleep.
literally
baby was
said.
Cool.
Yo, the fact that he's sleep. Bragging about his girl's sleep patterns, that's how I know his life is just way different from the movie.
That's what
and that we love it. That's progression. That's love, bro.
So you're really not going to
go? I'm definitely not coming.
Okay. I remember this.
What are you going to remember?
Hold on. And when would you ever need to pull this up? Like, as a receipt.
Remember that time you didn't come to my house? I'm like, yeah, nigga, because I wanted to smoke hookah and watch the game. What the fuck?
When would you ever need to bring this up for a point?
Are you trying to make it detrimental?
All I'm saying is,
like,
if you're talking about the Super Bowl not being what it used to be,
it's
probably a big reason is, like, Super Bowl parties ain't what they used to be either. You know what I mean? Like, when I was growing up, Super like motherfuckers would have the block shut down
right.
for a Super Bowl party. Like everybody got big screens now, but we all knew that one person that had the one big ass screen.
Yeah.
And you go to their house and like you watch the game there. There's not a we lose the recipes, yo. Like we don't have like that.
No,
sense
we're
of
getting
community.
We're getting older.
No, I mean like just that.
No,
sense
we're
of,
literally getting older, bro. That's all it is.
I mean,
that sense of
that
community
too,
that you have, where it's like. You know, Rosie
niggas
shit.
Don't want to be around
Rosie
each other
Rosie
no
she'll
more.
Watch the game at home by herself if she has to. I'm like,
it's Rosie.
The Super Bowl.
It's Rosie, bro.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's Rosie. Rosie. Yeah. Sorry, do you know who's in it?
It's a holiday.
Who's in it? I'm asking you.
I know it's the Rams. I don't know that.
She don't give a fuck. That's my point.
The Bengals.
Right?
Go Burrow.
No, because I knew it was either Cincinnati or Cleveland.
My nigga.
I was like, not Cleveland.
Oh, close. Yes.
She don't. Like, this is nothing against her sports knowledge. She just don't give a fuck. Rosie.
No, once teams you don't see, and this is why I respect Sportshead because y'all keep watching, even if you don't give a fuck about the teams. Once I don't give a fuck about the teams, I'm just like.
Well, there's a whole new caveat now with legalized gambling, where like everything.
So I'm about to start back watching sports because I want to get
Hey,
listen,
I'm doing my first simulcast tonight. I don't know if this will probably, this definitely won't be out by then, but I'm doing my first simulcast tonight on MSG. I'm doing like basically like a Manning cast.
The hell is simulcast? What is that?
When something is broadcasting at the same time on another channel. Like, so when you watch Monday Night Football with the Mannings, you have like the regular broadcast and then you have like the Manning cast, but it's a simulcast.
Cause for what? For what game?
Knicks and Warriors tonight and Blazers Knicks on Saturday.
Okay.
So, but the big part of that is like it's a big, it's Bettapalooza, and the Super Bowl is trending to be the most bet on gambled sporting event or just
which
gambling day in sports history.
World Series is not
this Sunday. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this Sunday it's gonna be.
The biggest
ever. I mean, I'm sure it'll get bigger as states legalize it, whatever. But like the fact that like New York generated damn near like $1 billion like the first month, just from sports gambling. You know what I mean? And you know, obviously it's gonna be a fun game. You know, Joe Burrow is an exciting young player. The Rams are exciting. Odell Beckham's in there.
I was gonna say, I do hope that the Rams win a Super Bowl at home. I think that's cool.
That's the only entertaining thing about this game is the fact that the Rams are Rams are playing at home, which would be phenomenal. And
Joey Burr.
Everything else and the halftime show.
Can I tell you something about Joe Burrow? Even though I love Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow.
What was it to tell me?
Incredible player.
However,
we as I feel like minorities.
Yep, here it comes.
So happy. I
knew it was coming.
There is something about like a white dude with just a little bit of swagger that people just lose their fucking minds over.
When you could tell they just like that, we start saying shit like, oh, he gets to the cookout. Why can't he just be a cool white guy?
Like,
no disrespect. Ain't no more white folks invited.
No more cooking. The cookout doesn't exist.
Bro, no.
Jake, you cool?
No, he's not invited either.
The cookout doesn't exist, yo.
The cookout does not exist to y'all
Jake
ever.
Jake is not coming. Jake, I love you, bro. And if the cookout happens to be one of these places
Joey
we go.
Joey B, you can't come to the cookout. Tom Brady, you can't come to the cookout. The dumbass Island Boys, y'all definitely not
invited. What
the
Island Boys?
How'd you go from Brady and Burl to the Island Boys?
No, because you know there's some black folks that do like the Island Boys, unfortunately.
No, I'm just, okay. I don't think, that's different. As far as like white boys with like any level of like confidence and swagger, like
I don't care how much your swag is, you're not coming to
but
our
there's program. Like,
don't
there's,
bring them raisins over here.
Damn, what's the guy's name, man?
Like, bro.
What happened?
The potato salad. Not the raisins.
Don't bring the raisins. Well, they're invited to the cookout. They can't bring a plate.
Why do we
they
do
can't
that?
Bring a dish.
Why do we do what?
Why do we do that?
Do
like
what?
when we see like a cool, what happens to just regular cool white boys?
Because all
what
yo,
you mean what
all,
happens
yo,
to them? They exist.
Because anytime
we endorse somebody cool or somebody has swag,
you're waiting for the other
culture,
shoe to drop, right?
Yes, something always dumb happens. It's like, damn,
yeah,
we fucked with you.
They get gassed
says,
up.
Yeah, like nah, no.
I don't think none of that. So here's the thing. There's the science of the cool white boy, Jake.
Who are the exceptions?
No, there's no exception.
I'm not saying I have exceptions. There's definitely exceptions to the cool white boy rule. There's several just cool white boys that there's two levels, right? Mm-hmm. There's the cool white boy who is just a cool white boy that just does cool white
boy
stuff.
Before you get into that,
the other cool white boy that us as a community, black people, always got to do some extra shit for. Oh, now he's Joe Burr, and now he's invited to the cookout, and he's black on the inside. Nah, like, why can't he just be a cool white dude?
I like the cool white boys that are very white still.
Yes.
Those are my favorite cool white
Who's
boys.
Who's a cool white boy to you?
That's Eric just very and Jeff.
White. Eric and Jeff.
They're still
perfect
white
example.
As fuck.
That's great.
Very cool.
Nothing about them has changed.
Who else? Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yes.
Cool white boy. White as fuck. Stay white.
Stay white. They say that one thing.
No, he's just
telling you.
Stays very white.
I love all my white friends.
All of them?
So Jack Harlow can't come to your cookout?
No.
You see, that's another thing. Jack Harlow comes into the game with just a little bit of confident
because
white boy
swagger.
Because
we give them so much. And it's like, we give them so much. We give them so much room.
It's like, calm down.
We give them so much comfort.
Calm down.
We give them so much acceptance. And then that one time they slip, they do something or say something. It's just like, well, I thought, you know, we were cool. You know, I was joking. No. That ends today.
You know what I think the difference
your
is?
Your own cookout is your own cookout, and we have our cookout. Stay the fuck away
what
from
our what about Chet Hanks?
Chet Hanks, that was another one.
Like, yeah, he did some dumb shit, too.
Yeah, like, there's what always... You know,
exactly.
His patois was a little questionable. Exactly. You know, and then
his patois, of course, he's fucking white.
No, fucking white.
What would you expect?
I have all my white counterparts, but yeah, that cook
had one shit. Jamaican girlfriend.
Nah, there's. I mean, you know who's a cool white boy? Gronk. Gronk's a cool white boy.
He looked like he said the N word.
What?
Stop. He looked like he let that shit fly a couple times.
Stop. Gronk don't say
they that. All do that shit in private.
They all?
I know all white folks do this shit in private.
Luca? I don't think Luca says the N-word.
No, I'm saying is he cool white boy?
Oh, cool white boy? I haven't seen enough of Luca's like personality yet.
I see a lot of his personality on the floor.
What about Tyler Hero? Cool white boy.
I think he tries too hard.
He's a try hard, right? Just a little bit. Yeah, he tries. I'm just like, all right, he's up.
He probably never had black friends growing up, but he does now.
That's the thing. I think it's the opposite. I think he had like too many black friends, and now he's like...
I can act like this because.
What about Angus Cloud, Euphoria?
Cool white boy. Fuck with him. Fuck yeah.
The little Mac Miller looking dude, Fez.
Rory from Euphoria.
Rory's
yeah,
kid.
His kid.
I don't know. I don't watch Euphoria. So
well,
know.
And it's yeah, you've seen the
you've
guy.
Seen memes.
He looks just like Rory.
And Mac
like,
Miller.
Mac Miller.
A mashup.
He's cool.
I think in real life he's
from
cool.
From all intents and purposes, he seemed cool. Tom Holland, another cool white boy. You know what I mean?
He's from the UK,
Tom
right?
Hardy or Holland?
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
What about Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
What is Tom Hardy?
Man, yeah, didn't he bitch slap somebody recently?
Did he?
He bitch slapped somebody on a set of Mad
makes
Max.
Him cool?
No, I mean, just you know, it was I don't know who it was. Jake find this out for me, but it was somebody like a lot of people didn't like, and it was like, yeah, Tom Hardy bitch slapped them.
Yo,
like,
wait,
oh, yeah,
what?
That's our guy.
go Tom Hardy.
But so if I say all that to say, if the Bengals upset the LA Rams in LA,
can we make predictions?
I'm sure we can make predictions. Absolutely.
Okay, wait. I want two predictions. I want a game winning prediction, and I want and I want song predictions from the artist.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, all right, let's so go. I think what happens is if I'm thinking with my heart and not my head, I'm thinking
not
my head. Yeah, in my head,
you don't want to think logically.
No, I don't want to think logically. I think this is. There's too many things for this to be like not be like the Joe Burrow culmination. Mm. Like there's too many things like the Tom Brady retirement, yeah. Him coming off of comeback player of the year, being right. Injured, Ja'Marr Chase getting drafted with him, setting rookie records, fucking national champion in college, like, and he's the underdog, and it's the Bengals. Like nobody expected the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl this year, but a lot of teams had the LA Rams favored. Mm-hmm. So thinking with my heart and not my head, I think the Bengals pull it off. I think Joe Burrow goes in there, and he becomes the brand new shiny toy for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be set up more perfect for him. But thinking with my head, I think the LA Rams are deeper. Mm-hmm. I think they're on their home field. Mm-hmm. I think Matthew Stafford has been around the block more than once. Mm-hmm. I think Cooper Kupp's going to get a lot of attention. And I think Odell Beckham Jr. is
going to go
off. Because I feel like Cooper Kupp is a phenomenal wide receiver. And the Bengals have a pretty good secondary, a solid secondary. Mm-hmm. And they're going to put a lot of attention on him, which means guys like Odell, Cam Akers, those guys are going to be able to go off. I think we got Rams-Bengals 31-27.
I do not think it's going to be that exciting of a game.
Really? You think it's going to be a blowout?
I don't think it's going to be that high scoring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two, I believe.
I think it will be. I think, you know, between Kupp and Chase, those are two of the top wide receivers in the league. Got a lot of points. There's possibilities for fireworks is what I'm saying.
I think, and I'll probably get crucified for this, I think both
won't be the first
time.
Won't be the first time.
As if I give a fuck. I think both teams are going to shit the bed, and this is going to be a low-scoring game.
Really? Give me a score.
12-7.
I've seen you've been winning a lot of money in Sahara, so I feel like you're, you know, feel like your predictions have been pretty pretty solid lately.
I literally think, because I think this is too big of a stage for both teams.
Kind of like Patriots-Rams.
You think it's Patriots-Rams? But that's the thing, though. Like, the Rams, that's it reminds me of Patriots-Rams. The Rams were, like, the highly touted offense. Yeah. They had, I think, was it Bulger or Kurt Warner that year? Was it Warner that year?
No, I'm talking about recent with Goff.
Oh, Goff, right. Yeah. They came in. No, I don't think they were favored that year.
No, Patriots, but it was 13-3. It was like a low-scoring game.
The score, right. Yeah. But I feel like in my prediction with
that, that's a high-scoring game, 31-27. Then that says both teams' defenses are shit.
I don't think it's shit. I think Jalen Ramsey's going to do his thing, and he's going to, you know, take the opportunity to, you know, go head up with Ja'Marr Chase, who's a rookie.
Clearly, Ramsey ain't doing what he's supposed to do. If the score's that high?
I mean, hey, Ja'Marr Chase is
I'm
that
going
12-7. Ja'Marr Chase is no joke, bro.
No, not at all.
T. Higgins
is also pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going 12. I'm going 12-7.
12-7. Rosie, what about you? What's your prediction?
12-7.
I think home advantage is a thing, and I think the Rams are going to take it.
Yeah.
I don't have a score prediction.
I'm going 12-7.
I think it's going to be it's
but I agree with Lowe. I don't think it's going to be like
Yeah, I don't
that.
Think it's going to be. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be exciting.
I think we're really underestimating, you know, that the LA Rams are home. They don't have to travel. Yeah. They don't have to deal with all the other BS.
And they're home.
Comes like, with Super Bowl week or whatever. Like, so I think that any sort of advantage you can get going into a game like this, you take it. So it's like,
I mean, yeah, that's a great advantage to have, but I do think it takes away from the flair because you're not. It's almost like a regular game because they're not going anywhere. They're staying at their houses. They're not in the hotels. They're not secluded. They're not locked up. They're literally doing the same thing they do every other week when they're playing at home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like an out-of-body experience. When you go to the Super Bowl, if you're playing, like, if you're from New York and you're playing in Indianapolis, it's a whole different world, but you know the world you're in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when the LA Rams are playing at home, it's really not a different world for them. Cincinnati has it because it's like, oh, we're going all the way to Los Angeles, the Center Third. It's a whole
But that's another thing. That's what makes me think with my heart and not my head about the Bengals.
Right.
Every playoff game like that has been for them, except the first one.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Okay.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Okay.
I'm going with the
Bengals. Well, if it's a low-scoring game, I think that it favors the Bengals more than it favors the Rams. I think so.
With their defense,
I feel like if Matthew Stafford is having, like, a game where he's, like, missing on people and, like, not connecting, I think, like, the weight of it starts to get a little heavy. I think Burrow's young enough and good enough to not know that this is a big stage. Like, you know when you're just young and dumb and the moment's too big for you to even, like,
get. National championship.
Exactly.
He knew what that was.
Yes.
That was, like, because, you know, LSU, the legacy, he knew exactly what that is.
Mm.
And this is happening so fast for him.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's just, like, going through the motions. It's like, all right, well, you know, we weren't supposed to win. We weren't supposed to be here. Fuck it, let's do it again.
Well, I'll put it like this, man. A guy like Joe Burrow, and I've seen it. I forgot who said this, but I was listening to a commentary. Mm-hmm. And they were like, word gets around the league fast when, like, you got one of them ones. And the Bengals, even if they don't win this year, they have Joe. And
Chase.
You got a chance because once you got one of them ones, one of them quarterbacks, it was like, yo, he's a Rodgers, he's a Wilson, he's a Mahomes, he's an Allen. People are going to want to play with him. So I think the fact that they even got here, getting sacked 9 times, going on the road, beating
still
other teams,
it.
Like, you
Did
know.
They play at home at any point?
The first game, wild card game, they played at home, but they've been on the road ever since.
So they won, 5 straight pretty much?
Well, I don't know. Well, they had to win, like, the last regular season game to get into the playoffs.
So that's it, it's fine.
Yeah, I think they broke some tiebreaker or whatever. But, you know, it's certain teams like that. I always like to bet on teams with momentum. Ooh. And I think the Bengals have all the momentum, and, you know.
I'm going Bengals 12-7. You know, the Rams look real good.
If it's a 12-7.
I do want Odell to win, though.
Evan, if it's 12-7, that's 4 field
No, I love Odell.
Evan McPherson.
Evan McPherson gets MVP.
When the Bengals win, Joey B gets the MVP, and that's it.
All right, so Joey B MVP. Let's talk about what a lot of folks have been waiting for. That's that halftime show at the SoFi Stadium. Probably the most hip-hop halftime show we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Not even probably. Definitely the most hip-hop halftime show we've ever had. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly 50 Cent also, but I'm sure he's not the only surprise.
That would make sense.
Nav, you know Nav that runs hip-hop and more.
Oh, Nav. Okay, Nav.
He's got the ends on 50. Like, any G-Unit news, like, usually gets it. So if he says 50 Cent, plan to be surprised, performer, I'm like.
I feel like Eminem will bring him out.
Yeah, well, I mean, Eminem, Drake could do it,
Snoop could do it, M could do it.
I felt that was natural. Like, that's the whole Aftermath crew.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so, all right, so you talking about set list, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, one, how long is it? It's like,
it's the halftime show. It's maybe 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Well, Niles at 27, which is oddly specific, but I believe him.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Niles.
Oh, yeah, that's a specific number.
And they were like, 30. Somebody last night was like, 30, 27. I was like, that's a whole set.
So,
yeah. 27
minutes between those five artists.
Right.
We're definitely getting holleration.
Yeah. You're looking at two songs per artist.
Nah.
Think about it.
I think...
Four songs? I think they're going to cut up their shit.
I think it's going to be medleys. I think we're going to get, like, a verse of G-Thing.
Yeah.
A verse of...
You think G-Thing is going to pop off there?
Yeah.
No. Still Dre. Nah. That's
Burn.
It's L.A.
First off, they're coming out in Lowriders.
Super Bowl.
They're coming out in Lowriders.
They definitely are.
It's going to be so...
Yo, if Snoop comes out with a blunt in his mouth.
Sidebar. Shout out to Snoop. Shout out to Snoop buying...
That's what you're thinking about? A blunt?
On the Super Bowl?
No, he needs to come out with the curls. Fuck a blunt.
I
he needs to come out with the curls.
With just like curls in his head.
It would be kind of legendary to be smoking curls. A blunt.
To be smoking a blunt. He might come out with a bonnet and a blunt and Martha Stewart.
A bun?
And Martha Stewart.
A bun?
A bonnet... A blunt and Martha Stewart.
Damn it, Snoop. I hope you don't come out with a bonnet, my nigga. Bring out the curls.
Yeah.
Bring out the fucking
Auntie Snoop coming out.
Suit.
Yeah.
Come out. Like,
We don't know what Snoop we're going to get, bro.
I don't know.
I want the Long Beach, California murder
with
the
plaid shirt.
That's the Snoop I want.
Yeah.
But then he got to bring out the two braids, bro.
Snoop. I want.
You don't?
I want the 187 deep cover. I want, nigga, you in L.A.
You want him to be super crip.
Nigga, I want Snoop.
I think he's going to come out with the braids.
Nah, I want that curl.
I don't think he's going to come out with the curl.
I think we're getting super crip, Snoop. Shout out to Snoop, by the way, buying Death.
You know Dr. Dre's coming out in like
Death
all black with Air Force Ones. Bored as hell.
Shout out to Snoop.
But I feel like since because they're in their hometown, I think they're gonna make it an L.A.
They're
thing.
Gonna go.
Kendrick is, I don't know how he's going to come out.
Yeah, I'm confused. Like, what does he do?
Well, I mean, you got family ties. Family ties still a big
record. He's going to do all right.
No, no, no.
You don't think he ain't going to do?
Do not do that record.
He's going to do all right.
Do not.
Which, jump in that.
Do not. All right?
Family ties. Oh,
family
ties.
Jump in that.
No, he's going to do all right.
Jump in that. Family ties at the Super Bowl.
It's look pretty dope. But it's not commercial.
No one knows. Like, we know that record. We love that record.
What?
No.
For the culture, it'd be dope.
If I hear Family Ties, I will boo.
You boo Family Ties?
At the Super Bowl.
That's a big record this year.
I'm not saying that.
I think he does.
In context.
I know for sure he'll do all right.
I do love that record.
That's all I know.
But
I don't know what
you're saying. I do not want to see that.
I am the Omega.
That's it. You love it. I want to hear him tear down the stage with All Right.
I want to hear him do let's get
the niggified
song
for the Super Bowl.
Let's get the shit. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning.
If that nigga says top of the morning six times,
top of the morning, top of the morning,
it's a wasted experience.
Let's get the shit.
I don't know what else do you think he would do?
I think he's going to do, I think out of those five artists, I think he's going to do the newest, or he's going to probably got the least time. I think Mary has the least time.
No, actually. Her song is gonna resonate for
get
the
off.
Super Bowl.
I think Mary's gonna get off.
Oh, he might do Humble.
Yeah, Humble's a good record.
It's a good Super Bowl record.
He might do Humble.
Not a good Super Bowl
and
record.
DNA.
He might do that. Maybe. Okay.
But I do think, well, here's the thing.
What?
Obviously, I'm solely focused on Kendrick for this Super Bowl record because he's been oddly quiet for the past several years.
Right.
And you don't really get a much bigger stage in American pop culture than the Super Bowl. What better time to drop some new shit?
Well,
maybe
I mean,
not at the Super Bowl, maybe not performing it, but like...
It's supposedly, like, they're saying that something is supposed to come tonight.
Really? The single?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's gonna?
I'm not.
Well, you know things.
Know
put me in the know.
I know a lot of things.
I'm about to say you know things.
This
don't just leave us out here.
I know. Leave me out here fishing when you know shit. I never reveal my sources. Two, I never.
We
reveal.
Didn't ask for the source.
All right, Chris Broussard.
We didn't ask for the source.
Whoa, Broussard.
I never reveal what I really know
because
that's how you keep the connect close to you.
Same.
Yeah, but I'll sprinkle something to you. You know, I got a lot
so
of
So he hears some things coming tonight.
I heard rumbling.
A.K.A. some shit
that there might be something coming this weekend.
This episode of Say Less with Kaz, Loki, and Rosie is brought to you by Hulu, celebrating Black history always. With stories like Woman of the Movement, Snowfall, Atlanta, Grown-ish, Power, Living Single, the award-winning Summer of Soul, Hulu original Wu-Tang and American Saga, and much more, Hulu highlights stories that showcase Black history, past and present. 365 days a year, Hulu subscription required, terms apply. Lowski,
what's up,
you know you do it all.
I try.
And you do it without breaking a sweat.
Listen.
And you do it all in style.
Do I?
That's why Xfinity fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. Introducing the all-new Xfinity QX60, designed to help you conquer life in style. Now, with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
And I'm copping now.
Hey. Oh!
They traded another a toxic nigga for
forget what I was talking
nigga.
About. Forget the Super Bowl. Forget the halftime show.
Nigga, yeah.
Forget all that. We are taping on NBA trade deadline day, and we just had a big blockbuster NBA trade. James Harden of the Brooklyn Nets is going to the Philadelphia 76ers.
James and Meek Mill about to be real besties.
They already are.
No, but like, real life.
They already are.
Now, he can't be living in Philly.
Give him
the official
texting at the moment.
Moves. Who, you and James?
Not texting, but as the tweets are coming
and James
in.
Yo,
Ben Simmons going to fucking Brooklyn is a
James
haphazard.
Harden is out of Brooklyn. Philadelphia offered Nets a package that includes Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, a first round pick, and second round pick. For
getting
James
Seth Curry
Harden.
Is dope too.
Boy, oh boy, I can't believe Scary Hours lasted that long.
James went out of Brooklyn.
Of course he wanted out.
He's like, KD's always injured. Kyrie plays what? He can only play 10 more games for the rest of the season.
He came to Brooklyn trying to get an easy ring. He was like, I could do all this shit in Houston for all the bullshit y'all put me through. Mm-hmm. And obviously anybody with two eyes and ears could understand why he would feel like, I got to get out of Brooklyn. Not even a full year. Was it a full year?
No, barely
a full year. But he came in towards the beginning of the season. Maybe a little bit over a year. But anyway, the big news is James Harden goes to Philadelphia, joins Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons, who has been in exile for the past several months because, I don't know, he can't shoot and he didn't like the coaches or whatever, gets his wish. He's coming to New York City in Brooklyn.
Is he playing this year?
I don't know. I don't think so. Who knows? I have no idea what's about to happen. But that is a trade that just went down. We're going to get back to Super Bowl stuff and
two toxic
some other
niggas,
stuff.
Just interchangeable. That's it.
Who?
Two toxic motherfuckers. Ben Simmons is toxic. James Harden is toxic.
I am very...
Do you want light skin toxic or brown skin toxic?
We're about to see right now. They had brown skin toxic.
And
now
it's
about to get the light skin toxic.
Light skin
and
toxic.
I think Ben Simmons is a toxic ass nigga.
Man.
He's a baby. He complains. He's public enemy number one, and now you got to mix up that with Kyrie and Kevin. I'm waiting to see how Steve Nash, right?
So official details, the Brooklyn Nets send James Harden to Philly for Ben Simmons, Andre Drummond, Seth Curry, and two first-round picks.
They got Drummond?
Oh, my God.
And the Nets
Brooklyn
get who?
Get fleeced? No.
Brooklyn
Philly
got,
get fleeced?
No. Who do Brooklyn get? They got James Harden.
Just
what?
Brooklyn gets Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round picks.
The Sixers just get Harden.
Philly gets James Harden.
That's it.
Expiring deal is a big part of that too.
Which is I'm sure he's gonna want to stay and re-sign, and that's what
are
they
you
got
sure?
him for. Well, no, I mean
Sixers got fleeced, bro. Sixers got fleased.
I mean, but what did they? What were their options, bro? Like they have no one like. Who is trading for Ben?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'd have just cut him.
So it's like we take James Harden.
I can't believe it worked.
James didn't want to be there.
No, forget James.
Ben didn't want
to
be there.
James not wanting to be in Brooklyn is understandable. I can't believe Ben Simmons.
They didn't want him.
Played like shit, got mad about it, and then got his way. And now he's going to another team with another superstars.
You know what we call that?
In New York, what do we call that?
Light skin tendencies.
Wow. Yeah, Drakey. He's acting real Drakey.
I'm shocked. I'm honestly shocked that the trade.
But how much? All right. So how does that new trio look? Right.
Here's the thing.
Well, hold on. With Kevin being out, still being injured, Kyrie only playing half and half.
Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on him, which we all know he can't handle pressure.
Yeah.
He can't handle the big lights. Philly is a big city, but it's not New York. So how does he handle this?
Well, to be fair,
if James couldn't do it, how does he do it?
To be fair, Ben's going to the B team in New York. To be fair.
So y'all are all 24 and 20, 30, and all that. Y'all, what, number 8, 9, 10, 11?
Nobody really cares what the Brooklyn Nets are here. People care about the Brooklyn Nets in New York?
There's not that much.
People care about the Brooklyn Nets in New York?
That's why.
People care about the Brooklyn Nets in New York, Lo?
You probably should rebuild your team before asking that question.
I'm not asking about that.
Just rebuild your team before you ask that question, listen, bro. Y'all are number 10. Like, let's not. Like, come on. Facts are facts, my nigga. You got excited about the 3-0
girl. I know what you're saying, but I get what he's saying.
That being said, nobody cares about the Brooklyn Nets in New York.
And here we are talking about a blockbuster trade.
Yeah, because there's a blockbuster trade that happened as it's happening.
Are the Knicks doing anything?
They are still the B team in New York. Not that it means anything.
The B team is better than the A team.
Not that it means anything. I'm saying they are still the B team in New York.
The B team is better than the A team.
It's talent.
What else is there to be better at?
Low. I'm saying that in the sense that I don't think the pressure that he would have gotten to Philly is going to be as high as, like, it's not a New York market he's coming to. He's playing for Brooklyn. Like, the tickets are a dollar to get into. Like, people aren't really. Yeah.
Tickets
are
a dollar to get to Barclays.
You want me to look at SeatGeek right now?
Please do.
Bro. You can look at SeatGeek right now and get tickets to a Nets game for like $1, $2. It's not talking shit. It's honest. It's true.
They're not the A team. Like, nigga, y'all not even a team. Y'all can't even get it together.
Kaz, who do you think y'all are getting in this?
Like, what are y'all going
to
do?
No, I mean, Lola, you could say all that. Like, those are all facts, but it doesn't change the fact that, like, people in New York truly don't give a fuck about the Brooklyn Nets like that. They don't. Okay. They just don't. They've had three of the best players on the fucking planet for the past year and a half, 2 years, three years. Yeah. And granted, like, they still haven't won anything.
It's insane how low the standards are of Knicks fans.
Nobody cares about the Brooklyn Nets. They don't have fans.
And y'all standards are low as fuck.
They don't have fans.
Knicks fans, y'all are very low standards.
That's just a silly, like.
It's not a silly thing.
Let's just poke at Knicks fans, whatever. It's the truth. I've seen both arenas. It's not about y'all. It's a fact.
Knicks fans,
nobody cares about Brooklyn. Low, you are here. You know niggas that go to Barclays. Do people care about the Brooklyn Nets?
Okay, yeah.
Have you met a Brooklyn Nets super fan in your life?
Yeah, I actually have.
Who? Who was a Brooklyn Nets super fan?
A white guy at the bar.
He was Brooklyn Nets the fuck out.
Clearly, the Knicks have been.
They are the second team. They're the Mets.
We get it.
There's nothing wrong with being the Mets.
Hold on. They're the Mets. Who's the Mets?
The Mets actually have championships.
They're the Mets of this city.
The Mets are champions.
The Yankees take top billing.
Oh, I thought you.
The Giants take top billing.
And the Jets.
The Knicks take top billing. The Jets do not take top billing of the Giants. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Nets are the Mets. They get the second headlines in New York. That's just a fact. Jets.
They all run.
I get it.
And until they win a championship, and even if they do win a championship, I mean, yeah, that's how fan bases are built. The reason why people don't give a fuck about the Brooklyn Nets is because they haven't given anything for them to give a fuck about.
Okay.
How we won't see the effect of like what the Brooklyn Nets mean to New York until they win a championship and like kids see that and they grow up seeing like, man, I used to watch Kevin Durant as a kid. I grew up a Brooklyn Nets fan. Right. They just don't have that. They've been here for like a hiccup. Okay. What, 10 years? Yeah, that's just the fact, but
hanging on that 1970 championship.
I don't even hang on to the championship. The Brooklyn Nets just have no culture, bro.
They've been consistently.
The Knicks are losing their culture.
They gentrified
the Brooklyn
basketball.
Nets have no culture.
Knicks are losing their culture.
The Knicks are losing. They'll never lose their culture.
They're losing their
culture. They'll never lose their fan base.
The Giants lost their culture.
No, they won't. The Giants.
The Yankees are the only first team.
The Giants are an NFL team. The Giants are an NFL team. NFL teams don't lose culture. They own a city. It doesn't matter what the fuck. It doesn't matter if they're losing forever. Look at the Browns. Look at the Bengals. It doesn't matter. Football teams don't lose culture. Brooklyn Nets, it's like, yo, You have to win a championship, and you have to build on that. Right. The Knicks haven't won shit in forever, but they have a one-of-one
stadium.
Not even stadium. They have a one-of-one diehard fan base in all
of
basketball.
Which are very delusional at times.
It's not about being delusional.
It is. Just, honestly, it is.
All right, love. Don't get mad at me, my nigga. I'm not mad. I'm just giving you the facts.
What are facts? That's your opinion.
It's not an opinion.
Well, all right, what facts are you basing off
of? Look at the Brooklyn Nets attendance. They got the best player on the planet, and they can't sell the shit out. The MSG, you can't get a ticket in there, and Julius Randle is playing there. That's a branding thing. That's a culture thing. Are you kidding me? You mean if Kevin Durant was playing at Madison Square Garden, you think anybody would give a flying fuck about the Brooklyn Nets?
All right, no,
they still don't.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
They still don't.
Knicks fans love to watch y'all lose.
It's not about Knicks fans, bro. It's not about Knicks fans. The Brooklyn Nets don't have anything.
The Knicks are self-sabotaging.
The Brooklyn Nets don't have anything.
Keep that culture, Knicks fans. Watch your team lose.
Who are you talking to? I'm right here.
Continue to watch your team lose.
It's not about winning or losing.
Enjoy that culture.
Do you understand how, like, okay.
Don't get frustrated because you walked in frustrated.
I'm not frustrated at all. I'm just saying the Brooklyn Nets do not have a big fan base in New York City.
Okay, cool.
They don't. They have Durant fans.
They have the better
fans.
They have the better record.
Of course they do. But nobody gives a fuck.
I don't understand that logic.
It's not logic. Look
I really don't understand
go
that.
Look
who
at
has
look
the better
the,
record?
Look at the arena.
I just want to know who you think the Knicks are getting. I just want to know, like, deadline-wise.
That's
like.
I don't think they're going to get anybody.
You don't think they're going to make any trades?
I don't think they're going to make any moves.
Cam Reddish?
I don't think they're going
to be. Well, no, how's Cam doing?
Stop.
Front office ain't trash.
Move Cam Reddish to the Lakers?
I don't think Cam Reddish. That's.
So you don't think you guys are going to get anybody?
Why does every Laker fan assume, like, other teams want to help the Lakers out of their bullshit?
You're a Laker fan?
No, everyone's like, oh, we're going to get this player, that player. I'm like, you think teams want to help you? Because you signed, you traded for Russell Westbrook? You think people want to get you? No, you sit in that. You enjoy that.
Tom Thibodeau didn't want.
And then we'll come back in the summertime. Like, ain't nobody trying to help you?
No, you sit there, make your bed, lay in that shit.
Like, I see all these like fake trades for the Lakers and Cameron. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna get Cameron. Well, he's just wasting away. And you're, I'm like, you think the Knicks want to help you?
But the story was
you think franchises want to help you? You got LeBron, you got AD, you got Melo. Yeah. You have no money to spend and no draft picks for today. You think people want to help you get out of that? What?
The point is the Knicks didn't want Reddish.
The Knicks did not want Reddish. They just did it. They traded him for pieces that were already filled. And he was coming in the middle of the season. They're trying to work him in. I think if there is any move, I think they move some veterans to open up time for Cam Reddish.
He's just getting garbage time.
He's getting garbage time now because, you know, Tibbs is hard.
He played 5 minutes the other night. Tibbs
is hard.
Minus 20.
Well, Cam Reddish didn't play that good. When he was like, I watched the game. I was rooting for Cam. I was like, all right, bro, this is your time. Quentin Grimes ain't playing. Get your minutes. Get your thing. But he ain't play that good. Like, I get it, Atlanta. I see the talent. I see the potential where it's like, okay, this guy has, like, skills. And, like, you know, if he puts it all together. But then you also see, like, oh, this guy's, like, kind of slow on rotations on defense and gets beat back door a lot and turns the ball over a little bit. And if he's not hitting a shot, what is he doing? But I still think he's new. He's going to get time, whatever. That being said,
yes,
I don't think the Knicks make a move. I think their move
at
is
all?
At nothing.
Nah, and that's why I like the front office because they drafted well, and that's why Knicks fans are so frustrated. They're like, "Yo, just play the guys you drafted. Like, just play the guys you drafted. Like, we like Quickley, we like Toppin, we like Grimes, we like Barrett, we like all these guys." The guys just not in the offseason, we don't like. These guys just got here. Like, why are we still pushing, like, our guys that we've drafted to the side that we fell in love with that draft night that have shown that they can actually play in favor of these veterans who are a little bit, like, long in the tooth, a little bit past their prime? Nobody wanted it to work more for me and Kemba than me right here. It ain't working. You got to sit them. Derrick Rose is hurt. I'm sure when he's back, he'll make a difference. But, like, you got, like, Kemba, it was a good run, my G. Right. You're not a starting point guard no more. You're not. You can be.
He's a great. I'm not trying to be. I'm sorry. Right,
I love you. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to say it like that. Cause it's like,
I can say that. I don't want him to say it. I can say it.
I love Kemba, man. Like, don't do that. Don't do that, yo. Just because I don't want Kevin to play don't mean he's the old nigga in the club.
Not Kemba, yo, two-stepping in the club.
Sit down, bro. We don't want to hear this shit.
I don't mind seeing Kemba go and bust second unit point guards. Yeah, ass. Bring him up the bench. Yeah. He's already a great locker room guy. He already showed you, like, yo, if you bench me, it's cool. Right. I'll come back, but whatever. But it's like, damn, bro.
When Kemba...
It's like, you playing this song
when
again,
Kemba
man?
Is suited up and he ready to go play. Dude, Knicks
and the worst part
like,
about
oh.
it...
Oh,
here come this nigga.
Here you go.
We're not slandering Kemba today,
we're not,
right?
We're just asking
if Knicks fans, you know, if y'all get a little like... Oh.
No, we love Kemba, yo. We love Kemba. I love Kemba. What? Delusional.
Look, he might get upset.
Who you guys got in the East?
The high pitcher?
Anytime someone says something in high pitch, they're pissed off.
Like, why? Where did it even come from?
If your girl, yo, if you ask your girl, yo, what's wrong?
Nothing, I'm good. I'm fine.
She's pissed.
It is a pretty.
The high pitch.
It's a pretty exhausting season. I'm not gonna hold you. It's an exhausting.
I feel for you.
You look stressed, Kaz.
Yo, nigga.
I'm not that stressed because, like, here's the thing. I've been around like some bad Knicks years, where it's like, you know, no. I'm being real. Sure? I've always like I just said a few minutes ago. I'm like, they draft well. Yeah. They have fun young players. Like Randall's taking a little bit of regression, but like people can say like no Derrick Rose there has like made him dribble the ball and handle the ball a lot more than he's used to. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't played as well. So I can say that. But it's like I've been around Knicks teams where it's like the starting lineup sucks. Yeah. They didn't draft well. Yeah. They traded away their draft pick for some old dude that's taking up a bunch of money and they're gonna stink for the next 4 or 5 years. I still think the Knicks got a bright future. Last year might have been a little bit of a, oh, it's like, I want to say
it could happen.
Like, here's how the team looks if literally everything breaks right for you.
If every piece is moving the right way.
The Knicks got every good break last year. There was no crowd. There was new guys. It's a pandemic. We got Derrick Rose. You got a bunch of veterans.
So there's a lot of asterisk marks. There's a lot of asterisk marks.
Not even asterisks, but it's like, you know, you have a lot of guys who had a lot to prove. Julius had a lot to prove last year. Yeah. A lot of people were just playing with no – I'm not saying they have an ego now, but it's like, you know, there was balls to the wall. It was different last year. This year, it's like there's expectations. That's the bad part about the NBA.
I see a little chip on Julius' shoulder.
Of course. He doesn't –
I see a little.
He's not playing with a lot of joy, man. Like, he's playing like.
I told you this last week. I'm like, this nigga looks mad and miserable.
He plays mad at the world. Like, he plays like angry, which is. He played angry last year, too, but it's.
This nigga's playing like he don't want to be there.
I don't know if it's not. I think.
I think he
wants it to work in New York.
I think he wants to be better.
I just think
everyone wants to be better.
He's just not playing well. He's probably.
He's not like a guy that can lead you to a championship.
I mean, I don't think anybody ever saw that, ever said that, but I think he's definitely, like, I might be alone in this one, but I'm not one of those people.
Stop.
No, I'm not one of those people that think trading Julius just magically solves everything. Like, I think he's part of the problem.
It depends on what part of the solution, not part of the problem. It depends what piece you bring in for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you already got signed as to an extension.
What about Zion?
He's a good player. I still haven't seen Zion in
what,
a
we saw
year.
One game of him?
And last time I saw him, he was out of shape and with a bad wheel. Like,
eating mad fucking crawfish.
What's wrong with crawfish?
Love me some crawfish.
I love me some crawfish.
He's a guy who's out of shape.
He's out of shape, bro. Like, that's
what you was doing down there?
He's a guy.
Ass bounce to your fucking body.
Zion is a guy whose game relies heavily on his athleticism. And if he's not athletic.
Because of the crawfish.
I don't know. We talk.
In the gumbo.
Anyway, the trade deadline will be long gone done by the time I'm.
Knicks, y'all are stressing my boy out, man.
This nigga been
he got
out.
Braids. He don't know how to act.
Yeah,
like,
he don't know how to,
look
got,
at him.
Yo,
he
I
ain't
think,
talk.
Is that a fade and a braid?
Not the double fade and the braid.
Yeah, my fade actually starts on my side. It's not like yours that starts back here.
Yo, y'all got my guy stressed out.
Okay, look,
no.
The season started. Kaz was so excited. Look at him now.
Yo, the season started.
He was popping his
bing
shit.
Bong. Yeah, now
bing
look at him. Look at him. Look at
now
the
bing bong
look
is just kind of like
in his beard. That nigga is going through.
That man
it.
Came in last week.
That
like,
nigga's
bing.
Not sleeping. He got to raise a black woman. That nigga is just going through it. The Knicks ain't fucking doing right. His pants are tight.
Everything
like, Jesus
stressing
Christ.
Him out. Everything.
Yeah. I'm here to make
your infatuation with my groin area is wild.
Nigga, your infatuation with my hair is crazy too.
My hair, your hair, your hair. I love my hair. I said nothing about you receding the hairline until you started talking.
I forgot to send you guys this meme I saw where it was like, why bald motherfuckers always got beards when their hair grows?
Because we take all the hair off our head and put it right on our chin.
Hey, man.
That shit funny as fuck.
Because God is a comedian. That is why.
No, I noticed the bearded chicken.
Because bald-headed men have...
You messed up.
Wait, what? Wait, what did he say? No, run that back.
I was like, yo, she didn't catch that.
He was like, yeah, I see the beard you're growing. I was like, yo, what?
What?
Oh my gosh. All right.
That's a live snap session with us.
Moving on. There's one thing I wanted to discuss before we wrapped up today. It's probably the biggest news in podcasting.
What?
Joe Rogan. The number, depending on who you talk to, the number one podcaster on the planet, Joe Rogan, came under fire recently.
Why are you sounding like you confused? Like, you
know? I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
I'm sorry, I can't get what he did and said.
So in a podcast, right, you usually explain to the audience what we're gonna talk about.
They know what happened.
We set the table. Let's go.
So Joe said nigga a lot.
He said nigga a lot.
They removed 110 episodes.
Did he say it every episode?
110 of them.
Damn.
Yes.
110 episodes.
So
what do you think?
I have thoughts.
Can I ask what the whole context thing was about? Because a lot of people came to his defense, like, "Well, you got to use context. You got to play the rest
of
the clip."
There's no context in this.
No,
I'm
just saying what I was reading. People saying like, "There's context behind it."
Here's the first off. There's, of course, there can always be context to everything. Still doesn't make it right for people to use that word. And I think in Joe Rogan's apology, in Joe Rogan's statement.
There you go.
Damn, they got finished my thought. In Joe Rogan's statement, he made it clear that, like, yeah, like, I don't use that word anymore, and it looks bad, and, like, all that. So it's like he's already acknowledging, like, yeah, this is bad. I shouldn't have done this.
110 times.
Whatever
on camera,
but the one thing the common thread I've seen with people who defend Rogan, and again, I'd like to preface this by saying, like, I'm very pro comedian. I'm very pro say what you feel. I'm not a big, you know, we should cancel this. Like, I've just never been that guy. Mm. But what I will say is I find it not odd, but it was very telling, the people who did come to his defense, because you got to remember, Joe Rogan took a lot of people. He made a lot of people rich, right? He makes a lot of people. He puts his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, is, you know, probably one of the most successful, like, forms of media in the history of American pop culture, right? Like, it's
the Johnny Carson Show.
It's up there with, like, the Johnny Carson Show and, like, the Tonight Show. And, like, you've made it when you've gotten to that podcast. So I understand why so many people came to his defense, because I feel like, you know, even when I was doing Flagrant 2 and I was doing, like, other podcasts, like, the underlying sort of, you know, feeling behind the show was that, like, we're living in a time where, like, you can't just say anything, and, like, there's no context, and, like, we got to be able to, you know, feel free to say what you want. Mm-hmm. But I think people forget that saying what you feel doesn't mean it doesn't come with consequences. And another thing that I think people need to realize is the folks that are defending Rogan are very much on some, well, it's just a word, and if
I
we can't say it,
I was about to ask,
this.
Was that his point, kind of?
I think,
like, trying to make
so
the word
the way
lesser than what it is.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If you listen to Rogan and listen to, like, a lot of the stuff he does, he's always challenging the norms. It's always about like, what can I say or what can I do that is challenging conventional thought? And I think a lot of that conventional thought comes from this word that he doesn't understand why, you know, certain, well, when he was first saying it, why, you know, black people could say it, and it doesn't matter what context, who does this, blah, blah, blah. Even if I'm quoting somebody, even if I'm doing this, white people can't say this. Mm. The reason, the biggest reason, listen to me closely, white people. The biggest reason white people do not have a white version of the N-word is because the N-word is solely used to empower one group and bring down another group. That group of people have exclusively held power in a country that had nothing to do with the success or the upbringing of black people, right? When it comes to saying, calling somebody the N-word, that is a position of power that black people have never experienced, or any minority group has ever experienced in this country, which is why you can call somebody a spick and it's not going to have the same effect. You can call somebody, I didn't even mean to say that kite. Word, but all these other words that you can say them. They're still horrible words. They're still terrible words to say, but they obviously don't have the same effect as the N-word for that specific reason. In America, that word was specifically and exclusively used by a group of people that have always held the power dynamic over another group of people, not metaphysically, not metaphorically, yeah, or whatever, like slave owner to, yeah, slave, yeah, in this country, that's what was used. Right. There is no equal on the other side. Right. There was never a time where I can call somebody a cracker, yeah, because I had, and the government was supporting my logic, power, yeah, over you, yeah, as a human being, yeah, as an actual person. So all these years later, the reason why that word still is not a good word for a lot of people to say is because of that. It doesn't give, there's the reason why the Rogan thing bothered me a little bit is because, no, I don't think Joe Rogan's racist. But
that's what
I think
that's
what he did. So you think he's racist?
Finish your thought, and I'm because I have a lot to say. But
so I don't think he's racist. I think what he did was trying to get entertainment out of racism. I think he tried to weaponize his racism with his incredibly large crowd. And even if that wasn't what he meant to do, his audience and the people that he has the power to make
influence
power, yeah, and influence could take it that way. And I think already that's too wrong. That's too much of a risk for somebody to take. And he knows it. He knew that what he did was messed up. But that's the Rogan experience. His thing has always been challenging convention and being like, oh, what can I do? Like, oh, people are saying you can't do this for COVID. Oh, I'm gonna try this for COVID. Oh, you people saying I can't do. Oh, I'm gonna try that. Like, mm-hmm, oh, we can't have a Proud Boy on the news. I'm gonna have him on my show. Oh, we can't have a Black Panther on this. He takes extremes as guests. Yes, there's comedians. Yes, there's athletes. Yes, there's, you know, mm-hmm, people that are mm-hmm, extremely influential and powerful, the presidential mm-hmm candidates. Everybody's been on the radio show. But there's also people that challenge ways of thought and challenge ways of convention. And even if I don't think of him, and again, I'm not going to say he's racist. And maybe he is. I don't know. I'm not going to say he's racist, but what I am going to say is that he used racism to empower himself. And that's all a racist really does. A racist does.
Say that again.
I'm not saying he's racist.
But say that again.
But he used racism and racist tropes to empower himself. And that's what a lot of racists do. A lot of people believe that racism has to be very on the nose and very your N-word and here's a noose and here I'm taking your house and all that type of, and you can't get this loan. Like, that racism is very on the nose. It's the nuanced racism. It's the nuances that I think we've really lost as a culture when it comes to social media, when it comes to conversations, when it comes to any sort of media. We've lost so many nuances when it comes to these conversations that people think we can have a, what, 70 episode, 110 episodes of saying this word. And I can use the fact that we've lost all nuance to say, you know what?
I was going to ask, why is this coming up now?
That's another thing.
During Black History Month, on top of it all. Why is it just coming out now?
If you talk to anybody who's been around him or has been, you know, a supporter of his, they believe this is a concentrated attack because Rogan has challenged COVID thoughts and challenge, you know, vaccination thoughts. And, you know, they try to get him on the vax stuff and try to get him, what is it, the Tumerca, whatever it's called. They've been trying to get him out of here for a while. And, you know, Spotify gives him a ton of money. I'm sure Spotify ain't trying to lose any bread because they know the type of audience Rogan brings in. But the fact is that influence is powerful and that influence is dangerous. And even though you may not consider yourself a racist, you just may have inadvertently empowered hundreds of millions of other borderline racists.
Which is what Trump did. Him and Trump are of the same cloth.
If you exhibit racist behavior, are you a racist?
I think you've exhibited racist behavior.
Yeah, I mean, I would say.
I think that's good enough. Like, you don't have to, I don't have to be like, oh, you're a racist. I can just be like, that was racist. And I'll fuck with you because
that's enough for me.
That's enough.
We give people so much clarity. We give them so much grace. Like, oh, well, you know, he was trying to be funny. Oh, right. He was trying to toe the line. Oh, he was trying to push the envelope. Oh, he was trying to challenge. This is not that. Like, he knew what that word meant. He knew what that word did. And he knows what that word means. Mm-hmm. This is a 52-year-old man we're talking about. We're not talking about a 16-year-old. We're not talking about a 25. We're talking about a 52-year-old man.
White man.
White man who uses his privilege to his advantage, who says things that's unconventional, to Kaz's point. I understand that. But you know, he didn't apologize for nothing else he said on that show. He hasn't apologized or addressed.
Like, the Planet of the Apes shit was what I was just that's you trying to use racism to be, if you're saying that.
But this is, but my point is, everything he's done on that show, he's not made a statement or apologized for. Mm. This word, this controversy, you know you're wrong. Mm. That I'm not a racist. I don't want to hear none of that shit. You know you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And you used it to try to gain accolades, you use it to try to gain viewership, you use it to try to expand the conversation. There is no conversation. You don't say that word. And you don't use it in any context.
I don't care what context you think you could.
Like, let me tell you, white folks, like, there's so many other words.
it's so many other words you could say.
It's just like a slap in the face.
Because it's like when you get caught, then you're like, oh, I'm going to do better. My nigga, you're 52. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna try to, you know, teach this. I want to make this a teachable moment. What do you teach? We all know that's a word you do not say, and there are reasons why, which all y'all know, why that word means something to us or how it affects us. So for you to play with that in our face on a huge platform in front of millions of people, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't know," and I was just trying to make light, and I was just trying to understand, and I'll do better. You're 52.
But that also triggers...
You are 52 years old, bro. It don't get no better than that.
I was going to say that triggers other, like what Cass said, like other people to... Because someone could be like,
did you hear the episode?
So how with those blacks? Like,
no,
like, oh.
No, it's like, that's did you hear the episode?
Like, how with them niggas? Like, no.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just repeating what he was saying and then just loosely start using it. You're like,
Yeah, it's like the culture.
It's just a word, my nigga. My nigga, it's not just a word.
Listen, the cult of personality is very strong, especially this day and age where, you know, people are very easily
look
manipulated
at
and influenced. January 6th.
Look at this January week, 6th.
This week, major news publications published that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was giving out crack pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
I saw that.
That wasn't true. that was the furthest thing from the truth. But it got picked up by so many news sites. So anytime I'm thinking, there's no way that many dumb people out there. It's like, no.
You're
underestimating how many dumb people are out there.
Like,
we got to be the smartest dumb country in the world.
No. Ebro said it best. He said, America is a third world country.
Yes, with a Gucci belt.
I was like,
that shit was bad. I'm like, damn, like, if we're going to sum up America, that's literally how to say it.
That's literally how to say it. You know, we're about to go into World War III soon. Yeah. Russia and China linking up, like, getting these Ukraine sanctions happening. Like,
not the Gucci belt, though.
We are, like.
Yeah, we down bad.
We are down as a country.
We are down.
Yo.
But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I get it. You know, everything you said about Joe Rogan and how he toes the line and how he pushes the envelope and how he wants to cause conversation and, you know, push back on everything conventional. Yeah. I understand.
I can't say I listen to Rogan all the time.
I'm not saying I do either.
But I'll never, I mean, it's just in my nature. Like, I've never been somebody to police somebody's thoughts or what somebody says.
I think I'm just very...
know that consequences come with that.
Right.
And know that, like, yo, even if you're saying you're not a racist person or whatever, I could do nothing but try and take you at your word for it, but what you did was enable millions of other racists.
Right.
And that may be worse than just being a racist.
But and not to talk on it too much, and you know, we can close out after this, but the fact that all of the things that he said on his show, on his podcast, for God knows how long he's been there on that platform or even had that, this is the one thing he's addressed. Nothing else. From the COVID.
No, because he knew what that shit was going to bring.
That's my point. So for him to say, oh, I'm 52 years old, but I'm going to do better. Nothing else you had no remorse on. Nothing else you were like, damn, I should have thought twice about that. I shouldn't have said that. That I was kind of out of bad taste. This and the third. This is the one thing you knew. This is the one thing you knew. You shouldn't have even went there.
And you could
have still been living in your own world and have your 100 million, you know, from Spotify. And, you know, God knows how many subscribers you got. Boom, you stay over there. There's enough room in this country for everybody to exist, express, and execute. Enough room for everybody to do whatever they want to do.
I have a question for y'all. When people say, like, racist shit, whatever, do you, fuck the canceling, but it's like what Kaz said, like, you can't police that, right?
No,
do you just stop fucking with that person, or do you feel the need to check that person?
Who is that person in my proximity?
Let's just say we're in a room right now. Let's just say Jake said some racist shit. Do you check Jake, or do you just be like, I see how you roll, and that's it. Stop fucking with Jake.
If that's someone that's in my proximity a lot, if that's someone that I usually fuck with, that's in casual conversation, or we hang out, or we know each other, and if Jake says some fucked up shit, I'm like, hold on. I might not do it on mic or on camera. I might pull him aside. Yo, listen, like, that was, don't, this is why I don't fuck with what you just said. And this is why I'm pulling you to the side, because I have respect for you. And in any other situation, somebody could have just cold knocked you out.
Yeah.
So be mindful. I'm not going to be with you 24/7.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of what you're saying and who you're saying it in front of.
I feel like black people in general don't need to continue to be like America's like moral compass. Like, it's enough for us to stop being like, hey, let's make this a teachable moment. Hey, let me use this opportunity to learn my brother and how this is.
This Rogan shit is not teachable. You fucked up. You were whack for it. You're corny for it. And then you try to apologize. You knew what you was doing. We don't have to teach you why this works.
You did it 110 times.
Yeah. This is not a teachable moment. We just don't fuck with you.
You know what it is? Like, I probably think that, you know, there were so many comedians that came to his defense. It's like, well, a comedian's job is to challenge this, is that, and do that.
There's so many white comedians.
Like, you know what else a comedian's job is to do? Be fucking funny.
Yeah.
And if you're not funny, it don't matter.
That's your first job.
That's your only job.
You don't got to teach me. You don't got to inform me. Whatever your stick is, If you're funny, your message is going to get through. It's
me and Lo got into a huge argument several years ago.
How do you feel about that argument now?
I still feel the same way. Oh. I still feel the same way. I feel like rule number one as a comedian, if it ain't funny,
you're not a comedian.
I don't give a fuck who would offend.
And that like, shit was not funny.
Like, if you're just offending people for the sake of offending people, I always tell, we've spoken about this on the other podcast. I was like, there was a Louis C.K. joke that I thought was hilarious.
Remember this.
What was the joke?
No, he used the N-word. Guys, since we're going to be here, let's sit in it.
What was the N-word. Joke?
Yeah, what was the joke? Pop,
I'm not going to, obviously, it's one of those jokes where, like, I'm going to recite it and it's not going to hit the same, whatever. But it was in so many words where Hughes thought, I think that the premise was the most offensive word in the English language is the N-word. And he was like, no, not nigger, the N-word, because the N-word is making you make me think of it because you don't want to say it. And it was a whole back and forth or whatever.
He probably got that from Nagger.
It was in the same vein.
He got that from Nagger.
It was like Naggers,
it
right?
It just
South Park.
Wasn't
South
funny.
Park.
Sidebar. Did you see South Park last night?
No. I only saw the pajama one.
Classic.
I'll watch it.
Classic. You have to see it.
I only saw the pajama one.
It's about Token. That's all you got to say.
Which also is racist in itself. The Token black guy.
Wait, that's so funny.
His name is Token.
Here's today's Say Less homework. We will watch South Park and we will break it down.
And you have to watch Murderville.
It's one of those episodes.
All right, I'm not watching.
All right, whatever, stuff, man. South Park, when we come back. Yo.
I'm gonna watch it.
I watched every South Park episode.
Me too.
With you.
Numerous times.
Top five.
I'm gonna watch
top
it.
Top five.
It's about. It's about Token. It has to be
five, yo. I was on. Like I was. It was 2 in the morning. I was late.
Were
I,
you
I,
high?
No.
Oh. Maybe. I mean.
I was in tears.
I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
Me too.
Tears. Do demand, yourself right? a favor. It's called The Big Fix. Watch it. I don't come here saying like you know how much I love South Park. I'm
I
not just
gonna South
say
Park.
It's a top five episode just for the sake of it.
That's a huge statement.
It's a top five South
I'm watch
Park
when I
go episode.
Home.
Yo.
You know what else you have to watch? Murderville.
Murderville. Your boy's in it.
Why do you think I'm watching it?
Marshawn Lynch killed it.
Only reason I'm watching
Yo,
it.
Brilliant premise, by the way. Have
yeah,
you seen
no,
it?
No, no. I haven't.
Brilliant I only watched premise. Two I episodes. I watched enough to see Marshawn.
It is.
Nah, that's a brilliant premise.
Murderville. Is the best show for relationships ever, yo.
What?
Ever.
The best show for relationships?
Best show.
Why?
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Detective Begabitch.
You know why?
Why? Yeah, I want to hear this
because
comparison.
All women in relationships
love
murder shows.
Oh.
Love murder shows.
Informative
they
murder.
Fucking
that's true, we do.
Love
single
murder
women
shows.
Too.
Single that's
women,
saying, all
in
women,
general.
Okay, all women. Women in general. I don't know what it is. It's reality shows.
We try to find out how they
murder
get caught.
Murder shows for some reason.
Damn, I'm trying to think.
I'm not the biggest fan of murder shows.
I
like
love
murder,
murder
docs,
shows.
But like
I
it's
love
like
them.
it's a murder doc mixed with Law and Order SVU mixed with Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I just like. That's also that's great.
Yeah.
I like political shows because it's like this shit. Y'all got this from somewhere.
Yeah.
Y'all are writing this based off of something that happened.
Man, loosely based. It's that's loose, how to get like, that disclaimer.
Yeah. That's why
so
I always
somebody
love,
can't be like, that's my story.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, nigga. This shit happened. We just didn't know about it.
So talk to me about Murderville, Rosie.
I'm only on the second episode.
Okay, but you saw the first one with Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
Hilarious.
I did see that. And then I saw the second one with Marshawn Lynch, which is when they introduce him. I don't think he goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They go somewhere. They go to the they see when
no,
he
I'm saying
to
I don't think he leaves the show. I think they introduce him and he stays because they introduce him as his partner.
Oh no, see that's the thing. Every episode is a different celebrity.
See, okay.
So like
damn.
So it's Conan O'Brien, Marshawn Lynch, Ken Jeong, Kumail from
yeah.
Eternals.
Yeah.
And his partner that died was like Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
I didn't fucking watch it. All right, I didn't fucking watch it.
It's in the first 5 minutes.
So
he's like, this is my partner.
Nigga, y'all like Twitter after the fucking episode of Star, like Power. Yo, shut the fuck up. Let me watch this shit
I don't
first.
Watch Power.
Well, it's a 30-minute show. It's basically like, you know, there's.
I know
guy
what it's about. I'm just saying, don't stop dropping gems.
And the celebrity who comes in as the celebrity who comes in as the new partner.
I know the premise, bro.
Has no script. So it's up to you and the celebrity to kind of crack the code, or whoever you're watching with.
And it's funny because Marshawn's hilarious. Like,
I know. Just let me watch it.
Okay.
I know.
Murderville and New South Park. That's your assignment.
I'm not watching South Park. Like, y'all got that.
You can watch this one episode.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. It's about the only black guy on the show.
Stubborn low at it again.
Only like, bro, y'all niggas know I don't watch that shit. We've been talking about South Park for a long
time. Token. Do it for Token, bro.
I'm telling you.
Black History Month. Do it for Token.
All right. I'll leave it. Do it for Token. I will leave it like this. I'll leave it like this as a teaser.
Nigga, don't throw Black History Month in my face.
Because that's, I think that's
but that's the thing. Like, yo, like, it's in Black History Month. Token's name isn't Token, which is.
Oh,
It's gonna blow your mind when you watch. It's so fun. It's so genius. I'm just like, and then they break the fourth wall. They're like, anybody who thought a parent would name their kid Token is a racist. It was, yo, I was crying.
I thought the kids named him Token.
Crying. Like Matt Parker, Trey, whatever their name is, Matt and Trey, geniuses.
Jesus. Also racist. No, I'm kidding.
Also racist, just a little bit, but just racist enough. But the genius of it,
they spare no one.
They retconned all the racist shit that they've ever done on the show in one episode.
Really?
That's how good it is. They retconned every race. It was like a 25 year old joke. That's what Token is. It's like they paid it off it took 25 years to pay off that joke. That's how genius is.
That sounds kind of fire.
I'm like, yo, watch it. It's mad fucking funny.
That's like Martin having like five episodes and then like that last episode.
And then the last episode is like, wait a minute.
Like, that's what you meant?
You're like, this whole time?
this whole time is what you meant?
This whole time?
Yo, I was like, five star classic. I'm like, this is the top five episode ever.
Stop gassing it, because now I'm not gonna lie.
All right, okay. All right.
Sometimes when people gas you might get there and be like,
nah, you know, Cass be gassing shit.
I'm not gassing shit. Gassing it a little bit.
Cass be gassing shit.
Only because like,
here's the thing. He gassed it enough for me. And I'm like, damn.
Black episodes of South Park always hit. Like when they have specific episodes like geared towards black people.
Yeah. My favorite was the little person episode.
We watched that together. We watched that.
We watched the little person episode. The bully.
Words.
I like bullets.
Carmen laughed every time the little person came on the screen.
That's also the N word episode. So
I guarantee. Oh, well,
here we are.
Full circle.
Anyway,
full circle, right?
Wow, we didn't even talk about Valentine's Day. That's the day
what
after
is there to talk about?
It's the day after the Super Bowl. Damn, should we talk about
what is it? What is there to talk about? Go ahead, say it. What you want to talk about?
Hey, listen.
Well, you're married.
Yeah, you're married, so.
Hey, brother.
What's Valentine's to you?
Yeah, what is that? Another day you loving your wife.
Oh, the pressure is on even more. Really? Are you kidding me?
Really?
Oh, you think you're just off the hook?
No. We're not saying
the expectations are only raised.
We're not saying that. We're saying the pressure is not as high.
Well, because you already know who your Valentine is.
You already know who your Valentine is.
The stakes.
You already know things you can do.
The stakes aren't as high.
The pressure on who your Valentine is probably non-existent. The pressure to deliver on Valentine's Day?
What do you have planned?
So what do you have planned?
Oh, yeah. Here's my Valentine's Day plan. No, I'm not going to tell you guys yet.
Why?
All he going to do.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's what it is.
All he going to do is buy a fifth of weed, take her out to dinner.
He's going to get a fifth of weed.
Through a fifth of weed?
I don't know the numbers. I just heard somebody say that. I thought it was cool.
He's going to get a babysitter. He might take her out to a little dinner or something, right?
You know he's
get dressed up.
You know we going to eat.
I know y'all going to eat.
You know we going to eat.
So, all right, you want to take her out to dinner? Maybe like a helicopter ride?
It's Valentine's Day,
nigga, it's
bro.
50 degrees outside. Who's cooking today?
It's our first Valentine's Day as parents. You feel me?
This sounds boring as fuck.
So you're not getting a
babysitter. This sounds boring as fuck, bro.
So you're not getting a babysitter?
I don't think it's boring at all. I love my marriage.
Are you getting a babysitter or no?
Am I getting a babysitter? No, I don't think she's babysitter.
Exactly.
Ready,
yeah. They're going to be in the house.
She's going to babysit.
They're
not going anywhere. Okay.
But it's a family thing. It's beautiful. I got two Valentines now.
All right, man. Yo, this has been another episode of Say Less with Cadlo.
Hang
got two men. Like, all right, Ruby, we love you. I'm coming to see
Sorry
you
for being happy, Negroes. I didn't know that was such
bro,
a
bro, we lo- yo, your happiness looks very good on you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Looks very, very nice. I'm
like
very,
the salmon?
Very,
huh? The salmon?
The salmon?
Salmon.
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 Wow.
Salmon.
I know how to pronounce it.
Salmon.
No, but yeah, shout out to all the lovers. You know, hope
don't
you guys.
Don't fuck up Valentine's Day, y'all.
Don't fuck it up.
It's going to be a rough hit.
Fuck
I can
it
never
up,
fuck
it.
Up Valentine's Day because my birthday is exactly a week after. So it's always been, I've always had to come correct.
What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm 35. I'm about to be 35, bro. All right, you know what I'm going to do for my birthday?
You guys coming over? We got to say no. We got plans.
I can't really travel for my birthday.
We're busy.
I'm coming over here for your birthday, buddy. I'll be there.
I'm busy.
What do you want for your birthday? Tell me. What you want?
I don't. There's nothing out
for
there
you to
I
watch
want.
South Park with him.
There's nothing out there I want. Everything I want out of life is like career oriented. I don't have, there's not
so
a single.
Fucking gay, bro. What do you want? I want to buy you something.
I don't.
You're
I don't,
like you're my best friend.
I mean,
what do you want, bro?
There's nothing.
So I want the gay.
Everything that I got is my career.
You know,
life is beautiful. I have everything
want.
I want.
There's nothing.
You bought me a Jordan hookah.
I did.
For Christmas.
I did.
And I even had to ask for it.
Yeah, because I care
what
about
you. What
do
you want? Exactly, because I care about you. What do you want? Come on, tell me, black man. What you want? Tell me right now on air. What you want?
For you to come to my house for the Super Bowl. Just kidding. No. No, I don't care for material things as much anymore. Like
make him watch South Park.
Yeah, come watch The Big Fix on South Park.
I love you.
It's 30 minutes.
I'm not doing that. Give me your price. I got you.
Rub my feet. You asked. You asked.
Let's get a close.
Like, I don't feel
on.
Like I,
No. You asked. No. Oh, best friend. Ooh, you're so dissed. Why
oh
can't you just
God.
Tell me what you want?
Not I, rub his feet.
No, I feel like
bro.
I feel like we're not that close.
No, yo. You asked, didn't you? These are first socks too.
So I'll get
first
you.
Wear. First wear these socks too.
Not,
no,
oh
that's
my
not
God.
First wear because I see a lot of brown on the bottom.
Brown.
That's not first wear.
Oh, maybe it's the sneakers. I'm just crazy.
I'll get you a foot massage.
Come on.
Not by me.
Oh my God.
Come on. Just touch him.
And he always goes
touch
so far. Past
just touch
the line.
Him. Just
I'm
touch
not,
him.
No.
Why are you pointing your toe?
No, because like now like, it's gonna be a fucking meme.
You know?
Like this now it's gonna be a picture.
I'm doing a grand plié.
No, like he always feels.
Yeah,
so
yeah, never done a grand plié before.
No, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
This is a grand plié.
He said, "Rub my feet."
Let me show you.
He always feels so comfortable going overboard.
A grand plié is when like you have a full turnout and then like you.
A full turnout.
A full turnout. Yeah.
Well, who's turning you out?
Here you go. See.
Where did you get those pants from?
Shot of Godspeed.
Big and tall?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, grand plié is when, see that full turnout right here?
Why are you walking like a crip?
Because this isn't a full turnout, but it's a pretty decent turnout right here.
Kaz, were you practicing this at home?
Yeah, did you do this like when you were at home?
Ooh, when you
got
one of these.
That's how you squat on the toilet.
Your feet are moving though.
Yeah, did Jazz teach you this? Who taught you this?
Super precious, bro. All right, second
guys.
Best dance conservatory in the country. I learned a lot about dance and ballet.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Genius. Not to save the last dance. Anyway, this has been another episode of Say Less with Cass, Loki, and Rosie. Lo.
Yeah, what's
you
up?
Good?
Yeah, I'm straight, man.
Rosie, you good?
I'm good.
I really have to pee.
Me too.
Sorry, I've been holding
doing
it
that
for
Grand
like
Poulier.
30 minutes.
Rosie, I love you. Kaz, man, glad to have you back. Jake,
yeah, bro.
You're not invited to the barbecue. But
there's no barbecue.
There's no barbecue.
Cookout.
There's no barbecue.
Or
there's
cookout,
no cookout. There's
or
none
picnic,
of that.
None of that.
Just be a cool white guy, and I promise you, you will have much more to earn out of life than a take-home plate for some blacks. Promise.
There's
you.
Also restaurants for that.
There's
I mean,
also restaurants.
White people.
Yo, you saw the Golden Corral shit where they have no more steak and niggas was fighting.
No, I didn't. Speaking of fighting, we'll talk about that another day.
No,
oh my God. I just showed him that.
I just saw that on the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he a bozo for that. Anyway,
y'all know how slippery on. Those are. Right. Let's go.
Well, he a bozo for that.
Like we always do with this time, enjoy the Super Bowl, enjoy Valentine's Day, stay free, stay
yeah.
safe,
yeah.
and always
say, motherfucker.
Say less. See y'all next week, people.
Peace.
Peace out.